Drasha for Shabbos, Seder Bereshis. This Shabbos is Erev Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, and because of that we read a special Haftorah called the Haftorah of Mocher Chodesh, which starts, Vayomer lo Yehonasan Mocher Chodesh, that Yehonasan told David HaMelech, well, he wasn't the Melech then, told David that tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. And simply, that's the reason we read this on a Shabbos, which is the day before Rosh Chodesh. But I think there is a much deeper connection between this Haftorah and the idea of Erev Rosh Chodesh. The kingdom of David is compared to the moon. It lasted for 15 generations until it declined, just like the moon goes through 15 days of ascension and then declines. And throughout history, Malchus Beis David rises and falls, disappears and comes back like the moon. David HaMelech himself is called David HaKotan, the small one compared to the moon that is small in regards to the sun. And also we find an allusion, David Melech Yisrael Chai B'Kayim, David, the king of Israel, is alive, and refers to the new moon. The idea being that in this world, the kingdom of Israel rises and falls according to the needs of the Jewish people and its level and the needs of the world. For in this world, this is not the world that we rule. This is the world of Esav, the world that was given to the nations of the world. And we receive our light in this world from the sun, which is representative of the nations of the world. And because this is their world, and we were put here to be a light to the nations of the world, meaning an inner light, a spiritual light, and we are Mamleches Kohanim, the Goy Kadosh, our real power and dominion in this world is to be God's representatives in a holy nation, very internal spiritual things, and they are the ones who give the light to the physical world, which is under the sun. When we merit, then we fulfill our portion in this world in giving strength in spirituality and the inner things of the world openly. And we do that in a, from a position of dominance and strength. When we're not, we don't merit, then that same influence on the world has to happen in a hidden way when the Jewish people are in exile, hidden amongst the nations of the world. The whole world was created Bishvil Yisrael, Bereshis Bara Elokim. Reishis refers to the Jewish people, and Reishis refers to the Torah. The world was created for the sake of the Torah and for the sake of the Jewish people, and the ascensions and descensions of the Jewish people in the world are to promote the Jewish people's influence in the world vis-a-vis the Torah and bring the world towards its ultimate goal. And this is the way the world began. It started with God creating the heavenly light that originally was in this world that God took away and hid and covered up until the future, for the wicked are not proper. The wicked should enjoy that light. The light was put away for the tzaddikim in the future. So the world started with a tremendous amount of light, and then it was hidden, was covered up. Same thing with the moon. The moon originally was the same as the sun, and then it became diminished. And the same thing with the first man. He was in Gan Eden, everything open, and then he was thrown out of Gan Eden, and everything was done in a hidden way according to the choices that man made. And that is the way the world progresses. Sometimes things are open, sometimes they are hidden, just like the phases of the moon. The same thing goes for the Davidic dynasty. Started the same way. Started very much hidden, David HaMelech being pursued by King Shaul, wanted to kill him and prevent his ever ascending the throne. And this is symbolic of Mochar Chodesh. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. The day before the new moon appears is the day that the old moon disappears completely. And they thought that perhaps the Yonason thought that perhaps the beginning of the Davidic dynasty would start soon. Mochar Chodesh, tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh, tomorrow the moon will reveal itself, and in that time, the next day turned out not to be Rosh Chodesh. The witnesses didn't come that they saw the moon on that day, which had been the 30th day from the previous month, and the next day was declared to be Rosh Chodesh. So here again, they thought that the new moon would reveal itself, and again it was hidden for an extra day. And that's what Yonason told David, Asher Nistart Hashem, that your place by my father, King Shaul, will be noticed that you're not there, and you should remain hidden. The time has not yet come for your kingdom to begin. And this was the symbol that Yonason gave David. He's going to shoot three arrows. The arrows are representative of Lashon Hara, which is called an arrow. And three is because it kills three people: the one who speaks it, the one who's spoken about, and the one who receives it. And all of this Lashon Hara was all of the kitruk, all of the negative things that held back the beginning of the Davidic dynasty. And it's interesting, in the sentences it says that he made a sign with these three arrows. If he tells his boy that the arrows are beyond you, then it's a sign that the time has not yet come, and King Shaul wants to kill David, and he should run away. If he tells his boy the arrows are closer, are here, before you, then it's a sign that King Shaul doesn't want to kill him, and the time has come for the Davidic dynasty to begin. It's interesting that the verse refers to the boy as an Elam, if he tells him the arrows are farther, and as a Nar, if the arrows are closer. Elam has the connotation of Helam, hidden. If, in fact, the time has not come, and it's farther away, then it's hinted to by an Elam, by Helam, by something that is hidden and obscure. On the other hand, if the arrows are here now, and the time has come that the Davidic dynasty should be uncovered, then he refers to the boy as a Nar. Nar also means to shake up and to wake up. The time has come for the Davidic dynasty to be aroused and woken up. In the end, however, when Yonason actually makes the sign, he only shoots one arrow, and he tells the Nar, uses that designation, Nar, to tell the boy that the arrows are farther away. I think the idea being that originally Yonason felt that the hiding and the things that prevented the Davidic dynasty from beginning and appeared to be negative things were really negative. And they were caused by all kinds of outside Lashon Hara and people who accepted the Lashon Hara, and they affected the outcome of whether the Davidic dynasty would begin or not. In the end, Yonason realized that all those things were only peripheral. And in the end, it was God himself who utilized the free choice of all these people who were speaking the Lashon Hara and receiving the Lashon Hara to do what he wanted to do. And the hiding of the Davidic dynasty was in fact part of the process. And even the dissensions and the times of trouble, the times when things are hidden, are all part of the process. As it says, Hisnari ne offer kumi, wake up. And part of the waking up is the fact that they went down to the dust, that they had to go and descend. The dissension, Sheva yipol tzaddik become, a tzaddik falls seven times and gets up, not despite his falling. The falling is also part of the process of getting up. And this is what the Tozer Rosh Hashiva of Elibeir Bloch said, that Yonason told David that Leich kishilachecho Hashem, go because God sent you. God didn't send him. He was running away because Shaul wanted to kill him. But Yonason told him, the fact that Shaul wants to kill you is only a peripheral thing. But ultimately, it's God's will that you run away, And God is utilizing Shaul's bad free choice to make you run away, because that's part of the process. Rav David HaNogid says that in fact this portion of Tanakh happened on Shabbos. It was when Yonason told David, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, it was Shabbos that he told him. Exactly as we have Shabbos, which is the day before Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos represents the world to come. Shabbos represents the perfection, when the moon and the sun will be the same. When the first Shabbos that Adam HaRishon was still in Gan Eden. And Shabbos represents perfection. Sukkah Sholem is on Shabbos, and that is Sukkah David, the perfection and the ultimate success of the Davidic dynasty. And when Shabbos coincides with Erev Rosh Chodesh, it coincides with the day that the moon is hidden the most, that it disappears completely, the day before Rosh Chodesh. To tell me that hidden quality of the moon, even when it disappears, is all part of the Shabbos. It's all part of the process it brings to perfection. And therefore, the Yonason told David, Lech Lishalom, go towards perfection, even this Yerida, this descension, this hidden idea that Shaul wants to kill you and you have to run away, you're going towards perfection. This is part of perfection. And a person has to learn a lesson from this, that even the difficult times in life, the times when we seemingly are going to obscurity, the times that we fall, are all part of a process, can be used part of a process to go and achieve as much perfection as we can, that the times of difficulty can be used as times of strength to put us on the path towards our ultimate perfection.